Welcome to the seventh episode of the A to B Sports Podcast, live from the 405. I'm Austin Smith. I'm here with Ben and Bruce.
What's up?
How are you doing?
It's been a long time.
It really has.
All right. So it's basketball season. Obviously, it's March. Best time of the year for college basketball fans like me. So we're gonna come out here and fill out our brackets for you. See who we got. And let's get right into it.
So am I going first?
I guess so.
Am I going all right, down?
First one.
And I'm filling out my bracket as we go. So first up, we have Gonzaga against North.
Can you say that name again?
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
It's Gonzaga.
Bro,
it's Gonzaga.
You know they're the only undefeated team.
Yes, Bruce. Yeah. Why would you expect me not to know?
I don't know. I was just telling you I know my stuff a little bit.
I think you just didn't know and you.
Yeah, I'm totally oblivious.
All right.
Is the only anyway.
Gonzaga against Norfap.
Norfap, yeah.
Nope.
Who is Norfap?
No, it's two different teams, Bruce.
Oh.
You see, that means that they're playing. It's a play-in game.
Oh, right. So, who won out of those teams?
Nobody. We don't know yet.
All right, well, I'm definitely going to pick Gonzaga.
You better.
They're my team. And so, y'all obviously got them,
yes,
too.
Yes, picking Gonzaga.
Oklahoma against Missouri. I'm going Missouri because I hate OU.
Me too. Well, okay. Not for the same reason.
not because I hate OU, because I think
Missouri they have a knockoff version of Larry Bird. What's his name?
Brady Manick.
That guy.
He's good.
But I picked Missouri because Oklahoma, they peaked way early in the season. They finished at one point they were 6, I think, in the top 25. But they finished the season 15-10, lost to who did they lose to in the Big 12 tournament?
Lost to
Kansas in the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah.
I just think that they're on a track that is going downhill at the moment, and Missouri, I mean, it's an 8-9 matchup, so it can honestly go either way, but I think Missouri's got it.
Yeah, I mean, they beat Alabama, which I think was the peak of their season.
Yes.
And then, I mean, they lost to Texas Tech twice, lost to Oklahoma State twice, so, I mean, I definitely am going to pick Missouri on this one.
Yeah, all right. So down the list, we got Creighton versus UCSB.
Santa Barbara.
There you go.
Yeah, bro. I totally was got.
Yeah, he got that.
I would probably said University of California South.
I just said it.
Southbound.
UC Santa Barbara.
I wouldn't have said right, Barbara.
Who you got picking?
I'm going with Creighton. I feel like they got a bunch of crates with them. I don't know, but I'm feeling the name.
Yeah, crate ton. Yeah.
They got a ton of crates.
No.
Yeah,
I'm feeling them.
I got Creighton just because, I mean, I don't feel too confident about either team personally. Mm-hmm. But Creighton's in a harder conference. Creighton played better this entire season. I got Creighton.
Austin? UC Santa Barbara hasn't played anybody in the top 75.
Let me ask a question.
All right. And, I mean, while I'm not too high on Creighton either, they're going to lose in the next round, so I'm just going to pick Creighton on this one just because they're probably better.
Here's my question.
Okay. Let's hear it.
What kind of a name is Santa Barbara? Did Santa Barbara get married or something?
Santa Barbara is a city in California.
Okay, whenever I hear
Bruce,
that,
if you look at any of these names, what is there a good name for any, like, you look at these names.
Like Creighton.
Ohio. What is Ohio?
It's a state.
Okay, Santa Barbara is a city.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Hear me out. Whenever I hear that name, I think of Santa and Barbie.
Cool. All
right, so
you know what? We'll end on that note.
All right, down to Virginia, Ohio. Obviously, Virginia number 4. It's not gonna.
And why is that obvious?
Number 4 against number 13.
Hey, 413 is one of the spots that upsets happen. But
I'm not picking Ohio.
I'm agreeing with Bruce here. Virginia's gonna win this. Ohio.
Never thought you'd say that.
Well, I mean, he's making an educated guess, so.
I know.
But, I mean, Ohio, they played really well. I remember a story about one of their point guard that he didn't get any college offers coming out of high school. So he went to prep school and uploaded his...
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Stop moving your phone.
Oh, my bad.
Come on, dude. All the audio. I'm trying to make this good for people. Anyway, I got Virginia.
Yep, me too.
All right, Bruce.
Down the list, USC... Can you see it? Yeah, I got it. Yep. And Wichita versus Durocke.
Wichita State versus Drake.
Yeah.
Drake. I'm feeling Wichita State's going to win that, and they're not going to beat USC. And I'm picking USC.
I am going with the 11 right here. The winner of Wichita State, Drake. Drake at one point was ranked 25. They were undefeated 21-0, I think. That was back when I was like, Oklahoma State should be ranked. But
yeah,
they weren't.
And now we are. Then,
yes, we are.
And now we are.
We'll get to the idiots at selection show.
Hey.
Anyway.
Calm your anger.
But the winner of Wichita State, Drake, both those teams are playing really well right now. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that's going to be an upset waiting to happen. I mean, both Wichita State and Drake are teams that I could see beating this USC team. USC, they don't jump off the page to me. So I think it's going to be an upset.
What about you, Austin?
You know, I'm not 100% sure on this one. I'm going back and forth between USC and Wichita and Drake. And so I'm going to pick the winner of Wichita State and Drake just because, you know, I think that they...
You're feeling an upset.
I am feeling an upset. I don't have enough upsets in this.
Here's my upset. So. On the next one, I got Eastern Washington beating Kansas.
What?
Yep.
Okay, here's the thing. That might happen if Kansas are going to be... They obviously had to pause their
program. I'm just saying Kansas ain't as good as they usually are this year.
Kansas had to pause their program.
They are, bro. OSU beat them.
Listen, Oklahoma State's got the best player, one of the best players.
I know, I'm just saying, but
listen right here.
The best.
No, one of the best.
He's not. What's his face? What's his name? Oh. Come on, Ben. Help me out.
Which one? Luca Garza?
The guy I love.
Bryce Williams. There you go.
Yeah.
Not even the best player on his team. Anyway, Kansas is going to be without one of their players because that one player got COVID, which shut them down in the Big 12 tournament. That's why Texas advanced, which is...
Yeah.
I hate that.
We're not going to talk about that yet.
Anyway, but if that is one... Bill Self didn't come out and tell who that was. So, I mean, it could be one of their star players. It could be some dude that sits the bench and just is there to watch courtside games.
You're thinking if it's one of their star players.
There's a possibility, but I still got Kansas winning this one.
I just want an upset here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Kansas. I feel an upset. All right, Oregon versus VCU. I don't know anything about VCU. Are they any good?
They got one good player. I don't know his name, but I've heard some people talk about him.
You know, this is another one.
I need some help on this one.
This is another one that I go back and forth on. I don't know if I think Oregon's going to win or if VCU is going to win. I'm picking Oregon for now just because I think that they're...
You can't change it.
Huh?
You can't change it.
I can change it, actually.
Then that's cheating, bro.
No, it's not.
You saying if Oregon win or like VCU
No,
wins?
Because you can't change it.
You can't change it
tomorrow. You can change it today.
Oh, I got you. All right, well, I'm going with Oregon. Yeah,
and you going with Oregon? I got Oregon right now, but I would maybe take VCU just because they've been playing really well. But I got Oregon right now.
Yep.
All right, next
Darren,
one.
I got Iowa, Grand Canyon, obviously Iowa.
Me yep. too.
It's not much to say about that
right
one.
There.
Down to the Eastern bracket, we have Michigan versus whoever wins out of those. I'm going with Michigan.
Me too.
LSU, Saint How?
Bonaventure.
Saint Bonaventure. I'm going with them. I love that name.
I'm going with LSU. LSU played really well against number 2 Alabama. They only lost by 1 in the SEC championship game, and that was because some dude doesn't know how to make a tip in. But I got LSU winning over Saint Bonaventure, the Bonnies.
I'm taking Bonnies.
Taking the Bonnies.
All the way.
I'm taking the Bonnies too.
Hey,
I just need another upset, and I think this is going to be a close game. So. You know, I'll take Bonaventure.
All right, on to Colorado Georgetown, Bruce.
Obviously Colorado, because I just got back from a trip there, so I'm feeling them.
Oh, rich boy with his ski trips.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ben, what do you think on this one?
I have Georgetown winning this. Georgetown came into the regular season ranked lowest in their preseason ranking. They were the lowest in their conference.
Uh huh.
Went on to win the. Whatever conference they're in, their tournament title.
Yeah.
And under, who's his name? Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing is their head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're going to get this upset over Colorado.
Okay. I have Colorado on this one. I mean, Georgetown is 13-12. I mean, and I know you can say whatever you want about the conference, but I just think Colorado is a better team.
Yeah, we got Florida State and UNC. I'm going with Florida State.
That's not UNC, but it's UNC Greensboro.
Yeah, okay. UNC Greensboro.
Well, either way, I'm going Florida State.
Me too. Me too. Yeah.
And we got BYU versus the winner of the 11s. I'm going BYU.
Me too.
Yep.
Although UCLA was pretty good a couple years ago, right?
UCLA is one of the greatest basketball programs of all time, Bruce.
And a couple years ago,
I was right.
Does not matter.
You were right.
Are you talking Lonzo Ball? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking Lonzo Ball.
All right, and then Texas with something Christian.
Abilene Christian.
We're going with Texas.
Me too. Yep.
UConn, Maryland.
I got UConn.
I have Maryland.
I'm going to go with Maryland too.
I just think UConn's been playing one of the they're one of the hottest teams in college basketball.
Actually, I'm going with UConn because you kind of persuade me.
They're one of the hottest teams in college basketball right now. Didn't they win? Look it up for me, Austin. I'm pretty sure they won their conference title, their tournament title. Let's fact check that real quick. Bruce, how's your day been?
It's been pretty good.
How's
your day been? I took care of my girlfriend's dogs.
I've been in the car for 2 hours.
That's fun.
So, did they?
Yeah,
they did. Exactly.
I had like 3 pudding cups, so that was cool.
Nice. So I have Maryland on this one. They beat Illinois.
They did?
Yeah, they did. Now they did lose to Michigan 3 times.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I'm
you
not,
know
that was just an upset.
They have played some really good basketball.
So has
Connecticut, but I'm still gonna go Maryland on this one.
Right. Next one: Alabama versus Iona.
Can you say that name again?
How do you say that?
Iona.
That's what I said.
You go Iona.
All right. Well, I'm going Alabama.
Of course.
Me
of course.
Too.
Roll
Hang on.
Tide.
I have a question for y'all real quick. Okay. Could you name me the head coach of Iona right now?
I couldn't.
Bill Belichick, bro. He stopped playing. He stopped coaching football.
Okay. His name's Rick Pitino, I think.
That's a funny
Hopefully
name.
I'm right. Don't look it up because that would give you away what I'm about to ask.
Oh
okay.
Who did Rick Pitino coach before Iona?
Oh, Butler.
Then how am I supposed to know that?
Wrong.
Was it not Butler?
It's not Butler. It's what Louisville.
College? Oh.
Louisville. He got fired because
That's where
of
Lamar
the,
Jackson went.
Illegal recruiting he did.
Oh, makes sense.
I think he's Rick Pitino.
Did he also recruit?
Recruit?
Sorry.
Okay, let's get on.
Lamar Jackson. All right. Baylor versus Hartford, obviously. Baylor.
Yeah, I got Baylor too.
North Carolina versus Wisconsin. I'm going North Carolina.
I got North Carolina.
So do I.
Villanova, Winthrop.
Winthrop.
All right. Villanova.
Nope, I got Winthrop. They're. I think they only have 1 loss this season.
Yeah.
And
are you going Winthrop?
Yes, I am.
Winthrop's only got 1 loss this season.
I'm still
season,
taking Villanova.
And Villanova. They had the team that got knocked out in the quarterfinals of their conference tournament. Probably. I don't know.
I really don't want to fact check you, but I think so.
I think so. It's one of those teams.
We got Purdue versus North Texas. I'm going Purdue.
I'm going Purdue as well.
Purdue, of course.
Texas Tech, Utah State. Texas Tech.
I got Texas Tech.
Arkansas, Colgate. We're taking Colgate because they're a toothpaste brand.
Is that the toothpaste brand you used?
Yeah. Okay. Either that.
Hey, Colgate. Can we get a sponsorship, Colgate, maybe?
Can we get a fact check on what kind of toothpaste I use?
Let me smell.
That's disgusting. Yeah, I got.
Is it Colgate?
I think it might be Crest.
All right.
Anyway,
well, I'm finna go buy some.
I think
Colgate.
It's Colgate.
I got Arkansas. I mean, Arkansas Colgate. This is one of the matchups that I think could go either way right now. Why are you smelling your breath right now?
I wanted to see if it smelled like Colgate.
Oh gosh.
But
it's not Colgate.
I think Arkansas is going to pull this one out. It's going to be close, though. I think it's going to be like a 2-point game.
All right. Well, we got Florida.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. I just assumed you were taking the normal team and not Colgate.
Well, yeah, I
okay.
am, but I got to say it.
All right.
Gosh. Cut me off.
All right. We got Florida, Virginia Tech. I'm taking Florida.
I got Virginia Tech here.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. I have Virginia Tech, too.
Interesting. All right. Ohio State, Oral Roberts.
Oh, gosh.
I'm taking Oral Roberts because my brother goes there and plays soccer.
Brandon.
Yeah.
There you
and,
go.
I forgot
your name.
And so okay, I'm taking them also. Their name is hilarious. All right, we're going to move on.
We're not.
You guys aren't taking Oral Roberts.
Yeah, I am.
You.
No.
Oh, yeah, see?
No, we're both taking
Ohio State because it's the smart move.
Yeah,
right,
one time when Butler was in the tournament, I picked him. I think I said this on the last podcast, but I won the tournament because I got the most points out of our family.
Oh yeah,
because I took Butler to the quarterfinals, and they made it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Midwest, Illinois, Drexel.
Yep.
Going Illinois.
I'm going Illinois as well. Io, did you see the pictures he took with his tournament title?
Yeah.
The Kobe
Bryant. Kobe picture. Yeah.
Yeah. We got Loyola, Chicago, and Georgia Tech.
I'm going Sister Jean, baby. Loyola, Chicago.
Okay.
So that was loud. I really wanted to yell Sister Jean.
I remember their Final Four run.
You should apologize to the listeners, especially the ones that are wearing headphones,
Sorry, guys. I'm just really loud.
We could do like a little ad break, and I'll say, hey, just turn your volume down. Who are you taking?
Georgia Tech. All
right.
Why?
Because I just think they're a better team.
I'm going to go Loyola.
Sister Jean all the way, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
They beat Florida State twice, beat Clemson, beat North Carolina, beat Virginia Tech. I mean, I just think that they're playing better basketball than Loyola Chicago is.
Hey, but everyone also thought that the 3 seed was playing better than the 14 seed Loyola Chicago like 3 years ago, and they went to the Final Four. So
we got...
Yeah, but I'm taking the upset on this one, and the upset's going to happen. So.
Okay, you do you, bud.
We got Tennessee and Oregon State. I'm going Tennessee.
I'm going Tennessee right now, but that could change. I still am... I'm throwing this one up in the air right now. Oregon State did win their tournament title, and they've been on a really hot streak right now.
They're going to be cocky. I'm going Tennessee.
I don't know right now. I think I'm going Tennessee right now, but that is yet to change.
Because of that hot streak, I'm going Oregon State. I really hope Oregon State wins this. I don't know. I just don't like Tennessee that much. But I definitely think that Oregon State can win this. It will be a close game, though.
Hot topic on our brains right now. We got Oklahoma State and Liberty. All of us are taking OSU.
Okay, yes.
But why are we a 4 seed?
Okay, here's the thing. I wouldn't be mad that we are a 4 seed if West Virginia wasn't the 3 seed in the same exact side of the bracket.
Yeah.
Like, we literally beat them 2 times in a row.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we made it to the conference. We beat Baylor. Made it to the conference tournament, the championship game. Mm-hmm. And we only lost to Texas by, like, 4. And Texas literally had a day of rest.
Yeah.
And they seeded us 4.
Yeah.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And we lost because
my sister could make a better pick than that. And she doesn't know anything about basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, Bruce can make a better pick than that.
All right. Hey, the only reason me and Ben have watched more OSU games than you have.
The only reason that I...
How many OSU games have you watched?
3.
Okay, he's saying me and him together have watched, same time. Anyway, the only thing that me and my family came up with when this came out was that this is the NCAA's mini punishment to Oklahoma State for making it to the tournament because we weren't supposed to be in the tournament this year because of our illegal recruiting that had no effect on us whatsoever. Nice. We still sucked that time. Anyway, I got Oklahoma State right now.
You know, if we could have been 14th and played West Virginia, I would have been much, much more fine with that because it's definitely better than where we're at.
One more thing.
All right.
It's Oklahoma State.
The big reason that I'm mad about the 4 seed is because we have to play a 1 seed in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
If we were a 3 or possibly even a 2, like Joe Lunardi had us at a 2 at one point.
Yeah.
Right before the Texas loss. But even the Texas loss shouldn't move us down from a 2 to a 4.
Yeah.
Especially
since a 2 to a 3 makes sense.
Yeah. But it just makes me mad because now we have to play a 1 seed in the Sweet 16. And 1 seeds are, good because they're one seeds. Yeah. So... I mean, Oklahoma State should win this game. Liberty's on a 12-game win streak, but they play nobody.
Yeah.
And we have Cade Cunningham and...
And Bryce Williams, bro.
Oh, my God.
And,
But more importantly,
Bryce Williams ate a spicy chicken sandwich before the Texas game, and he did not play, like, almost the entire second half because of it.
That's kind of funny. We got San Diego State and Syracuse. I'm going to San Diego State.
So am I.
Me too.
All right, we got West Virginia and
Morehead. Are you good there? Morehead State, Bruce.
Morehead State. Ben, who do you have?
I got West Virginia.
Yeah, so do I.
Bruce, who you got?
He has West Virginia too. All right, I'll take over for him. We got Clemson and Rutgers.
Are you okay?
I'm good. All right. Okay. Clemson and Rutgers, taking Clemson.
I got Clemson here.
I got Clemson also.
All right, next one.
Houston, Cleveland State.
Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. Houston at the 2 seed. Gotta pick Houston.
Yeah, Houston's winning this one.
And then we'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, Anchor.
All right.
Round of 32.
I'll start at the top.
We all don't have the same.
I know, but.
All right. What's your round of 32?
I got Gonzaga, Missouri. I'm taking Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, Missouri as well. I got Gonzaga. Gonzaga's just.
Who you got?
Yep, Gonzaga. I got the same.
All right, then Gonzaga. I got Creighton and Virginia. Ooh. Yep. I'm taking my boy Creighton.
I took Creighton as well. I mean, I'm not high on either of the teams right now. And Virginia just hasn't been playing.
I'm going back and I'm changing the Morehead State's beat West Virginia.
Oh my gosh.
I just don't think Virginia's been playing basketball that would make them beat Creighton.
I mean, Creighton hasn't been playing super good either, but I got Creighton winning this one.
I got Virginia. I think they've played much better competition. Well, I know they played much better competition. And I think the hot streak you're talking about for Creighton, I think it's caused by not playing very, like, kind of like Liberty, who hasn't played anybody. I think Creighton's obviously on a different level.
It's just like Notre Dame in football. Like, they play
no one. Can we stop without talking about football, Bruce? Let's just keep this rolling. We got places to be.
I miss football talks, bro.
Me too.
Right. We got mine is USC versus Eastern Washington.
Wow.
Wait, who do I have them beating?
Kansas.
Oh, that's right. I'm taking USC.
Taking USC. I got the winner of Wichita State, Drake, versus Kansas.
Yep, so do I.
And I'm taking Kansas here. Kansas has been playing, once again, this all depends on the COVID person. But
the COVID person.
Before the COVID, they've been playing some of the best basketball in the nation, along with Oklahoma State. Sure. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. State and Kansas have been playing some great basketball. But I think Kansas is going to beat this team. Wichita State or Drake don't have what it takes to beat Kansas. So.
Right.
But Eastern Washington does.
No, they don't.
All right. My next one is Oregon versus Iowa. I'm taking Iowa.
I got Oregon, Iowa as well. I'm taking Iowa.
I got the same. I'm picking Iowa.
All right. In the East bracket, we have Michigan versus St. What is it again?
Bonaventure.
The Bonnies.
The Bonnies.
I'm taking Michigan.
I got Michigan LSU, but I'm taking Michigan as well.
I got Michigan and St. Bonaventure, and I'm taking Michigan.
You got Santa Bonaventure?
Santa Bonaventure? Yeah.
The Bonnies.
But I'm not picking them to win.
Yeah, same, bro.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. All right, we got Colorado and Florida State. Did y'all have the same?
No, I had Georgetown, Florida State.
And who you have winning?
I got Florida State winning that.
I got Colorado, Florida State. Who are you picking? I'm picking Florida State.
I'm taking Florida State. Ooh, wait.
Okay.
Who'd you have?
Georgetown, Florida State.
Oh, and you have Florida State.
Florida State is winning that.
Yes.
We got BYU and Texas. Y'all have that too?
Yep.
I'm taking Texas.
Taking Texas? I got BYU winning this one.
Actually, I'm thinking about it. I don't want another Big 12 team, like, up there. Like, I want all the Big 12 teams eliminated as quick as possible. Why? So I'm taking BYU. Because I want OSU to be the only Big 12 team that does good.
Why?
I don't know.
And that makes it look like we played nobody.
BYU.
I got BYU as well, but not for the same reason.
Yeah, same.
All right, we got UConn and Alabama. I'm taking UConn, bro.
Taking Alabama.
I actually have Maryland, Alabama, and I am taking... Okay, it says I'm taking Maryland.
Why
I don't know
are you
why.
Taking Maryland?
I don't know. I'm seeing if
there's like a
reason
for that. Is that
like
a weird pick, UConn
that?
And Alabama, and I pick UConn?
No, I mean, that's a reasonable pick.
Okay, I think I meant to press Alabama.
I think Alabama just has been playing better basketball all around than UConn has. UConn did win their tournament title, but they play in the...
I just don't want Alabama to keep doing good and everything.
Just because you don't want them to keep doing good doesn't mean they're not going to do good. Like, I don't want them to do good either.
All right, fine.
But I know Alabama's going to win.
I'll take Alabama.
Thank you.
I'm also taking Alabama.
South, we got Baylor and North Carolina for me. I'm taking Baylor.
Yep.
I'm taking Baylor, but I think this is going to be close. North Carolina, I don't know what game, win streak, but they, going into their conference tournament, they've been playing really well, upset two or three teams before they got beat or something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, but right. It's going to be a close game, I think.
Got Villanova and Purdue for me. Is that the same for y'all?
Nope, I got Winthrop Purdue.
Same. And I'm taking Purdue.
I'm taking Purdue as well.
I'm
Bruce
taking Villanova.
Taking Villanova, okay. Yeah, well done. All right.
It's interesting. We got Texas Tech and Colgate. I'm taking Colgate.
You're taking Colgate to the Sweet 16? Yeah,
bro. Okay, I got Texas Tech, Arkansas, and I'm picking Texas Tech.
Same for me.
We got Florida and Oral Roberts. I'm taking Oral Roberts.
Okay, I got
Virginia. Because Oral Roberts is going to play Colgate. In the Sweet 16, that's going to be a battle for the ages, bro.
Okay, I got Virginia Tech and Ohio State, and I'm picking Ohio State.
That's the same with me.
All right, we got Illinois and Loyola Chicago. That's a tough one.
No, why? It's not a
why
tough
is that
one?
A tough one?
Because I like, what did you call them earlier?
Loyola Chicago.
Yeah, what's their, what did you say?
Sister Jean.
Yeah,
Sister
something like Jean. That. I don't know what that is.
Sister Jean is their...
The mascot.
Not the mascot, but
she's the mascot.
The face of Loyola Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking Illinois because that's kind of dumb.
Good.
All right.
Same.
Okay, well, I got Illinois, Georgia Tech, and I'm still picking Illinois.
We got Tennessee, Oklahoma State. I'm taking Oklahoma State.
Obviously.
Obviously. I have Oregon State, though, but, you know.
Oklahoma
State. Not to win it. Like, Yeah.
We got San Diego State and Morehead State. I'm taking Morehead State.
Of course you are. I got San Diego State, West Virginia.
Yeah,
West Virginia's winning this one.
For sure.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to change the San Diego State one.
Why?
No, because... Oh, wait, no, I'm not. Never mind.
You want the Cuse to win?
No. All right, we got Clemson-Houston. Got to take Houston.
I'm taking Clemson on this one. I'm thinking the upset in the round 32.
I'm taking Houston. I just think Houston's a better basketball team.
Might be a better basketball team, but listen here.
Okay, I'm listening.
Just because you're a better basketball team doesn't mean that they're going to win the game.
It sure does make it easier, though.
It does. But Clemson, at one point, Joe Lunardi had Clemson ranked as a 3 seed. And they've been playing, they play in a much harder competition than,
Bro, I'm sorry. I have to take these bad teams, bro.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Looking at my bracket. All right, keep going.
Anyway, Clemson's just been playing in harder competition than Houston has. And, I mean, Houston's a good team and all, but I got Clemson with the upset. I think it's going to happen. All
right, if you say so. I got Houston.
Sweet 16, baby.
All right, we got Gonzaga and Creighton for me.
Oh, God.
Same?
No, I got Virginia.
Gonzaga, Virginia?
I got to take Gonzaga. Sorry,
you
Creighton.
You better take
I would hope so.
But Creighton, I'm doing like a funny name thing, so.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, I got Gonzaga here.
Most of them
are
realistic, but some of them
I think
funny.
Creighton is going to give them a run for their money, but... Gonzaga is going to pull it out in the end.
Well, I mean, I have Gonzaga, Virginia, and I think Gonzaga is going to do really well in this game. And I mean, obviously, I have Gonzaga.
What? Yeah, we got USC and Iowa. Got to take Iowa.
I got Kansas, Iowa, and I got Kansas winning it. The reason I have this...
Let's hear this.
...is because your star player being your center can only go a long way for Iowa. You know what I'm saying? Luka Garza is a great player.
It can only go a long way.
I mean, what's the word I'm looking for?
It can only go so far.
That one. I couldn't think of it.
Man.
Spring break, bro. Anyway.
Spring break.
Okay.
Anyway.
With Luka Garza is a great player. I'm not taking any of his, you know, greatness away. But... him being a center, he doesn't have control of the game like a point guard would.
Right.
Like Cade Cunningham would, per se.
Yeah, bro.
So I think that if Kansas can find a way to shut down Luka Garza, because, I mean, it's not like it's going to be too hard. I mean, let me take that back. It's going to be hard, but if they find a way, it's going to be hard for Luka Garza to turn that around. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying if they shut Luka Garza down...
Let me ask you a question.
Then it's going to be easier for Kansas to win this.
Yes, and I think that Kansas, and the way they've been playing defense this year, is going to be able to shut Luka Garza down, and it's going to be Iowa.
Let me ask you a question. Is Luka Garza the same as Luka Doncic?
Oh, my... No.
Yeah, the exact same person.
Like, are they, like, identical twins?
No.
They just have the same first name.
All right, we got...
Not even the same last name, but he hasn't done his yet.
Yeah, I mean...
Why do you keep trying to shut him out?
Because we know he's just going to pick the normal answer as boring.
I'm sorry, I'm smart. Well, actually, I got Kansas, Iowa, and I'm picking Iowa on this. I think
I picked Iowa too.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you're picking the normal team too, huh?
Yeah.
All
right, let's hear it.
I just think that Kansas is good. Iowa's good. I just have a feeling that Iowa's going to win this. It's going to be a close game for sure, but I just think.
Inside my bone. Shut up, Justin.
What?
Ooh. Timberlake.
Oh, I was, yeah, they don't get that. All right, we're going to go with East. I have Michigan and Florida State. Ben, who are you taking?
I got Michigan. Michigan has been playing, I mean, Michigan, I think, is the one of the worst, not the worst, is probably the third best one seed right now. Behind Baylor. I mean, not behind Baylor. Yeah, behind Illinois and Gonzaga.
I'm taking Michigan.
So I got Michigan.
I have Michigan, yep.
All right, then my next one is BYU and Alabama. I'm taking Alabama.
I got BYU winning this one.
I also have BYU.
I just think that, I mean, Alabama's a great team, but BYU has been playing so well. They're one of the only teams to lead Gonzaga at halftime, and they led Gonzaga in the tournament championship of whatever they're in. Up until like 5 minutes to go in the game. So I think that if they can carry the same energy they played against Gonzaga into the tournament, they can beat Alabama.
Yep, I completely agree.
You have BYU?
Yes. Yes, I do.
My South, I have Baylor and Villanova.
I got Baylor-Purdue.
I'm taking Baylor.
I'm taking Baylor and Baylor-Purdue as well.
I got Baylor-Purdue and I'm taking Baylor.
And then my next one, I have Colgate and Oral Roberts.
Wow.
That one is a tough one. Not going to lie.
I think you know.
I think that's funny. Colgate is used for your mouth, right?
And Oral.
Robert. Yeah. Okay. You see the connection there?
I'm telling you, it's going to happen, so I don't really know.
So it's a great branding for toothpaste.
Who's winning, though?
Who would y'all pick?
I don't know. If I was you,
Colgate, and I didn't know anything, I would pick Oral Roberts because it's Oral Roberts.
Yeah, and just pick because your brother. Your brother would be mad at you if you didn't pick Colgate.
I'm picking Colgate. We got Midwest. Wait, who y'all have?
Oh, I have Texas Tech, Ohio State.
I have Texas Tech. Yeah.
I was looking
at Texas Tech, Arkansas, and I was like, why do I not have Ohio State? But yeah, I have Texas Tech, Ohio State.
I got Ohio State winning it.
Yep, me too.
I have Illinois and Oklahoma State. I'm taking Oklahoma
yes,
State.
Yes, sir. Oklahoma State, baby.
I can't take Oklahoma
State. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Okay, why not? Why not? Why can't you pick Oklahoma State?
Because I feel like Illinois is a better all-around team than Oklahoma State is. That's
not
obvious.
Not when Bryce
we know
Williams
this.
Is in the game.
Stop talking.
All right.
If the only way Oklahoma State could win this is if Cade Cunningham plays absolutely lights out and while it's guaranteed that he's going to play great, I don't know that if he's going to play at the level that it takes to beat Illinois without having the surrounding cast that he needs to beat the number one seed, you know?
Okay, this game is not going to come down to Cade Cunningham playing great. Cade Cunningham's always going to come out and play great. It's going to come down to who steps up for Oklahoma State. Because
that's what I'm saying.
This Illinois team is they got Ayo Dosunmu, obviously, he's one of the best players in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've got two really – I don't know who their start, but Oklahoma State's biggest downfall, you saw it in the Texas game, is that they can't guard the post very well. Because Caleb Boone, although he's 6'9", he's not a very good defender. Yes. And Matthew Alexander Moncrief is only 6'7". So
– I'm 6'8".
Shut up. So, sorry, Versus is being really annoying right now. Anyway,
speaking of facts.
Okay, anyway.
If Oklahoma State can come out and Cade Cunningham and Ayo should cancel each other out probably in like terms of points scored and stuff.
Right, yeah.
If Caleb Boone and M.A. Moncrief and Isaac Likely and Bryce Williams, if Bryce Williams can clamp up the guards like he did against Oklahoma, then it's going to be a close game.
That's right.
And I think,
it's for sure going to be a close game.
I think that with what Cade Cunningham is known for
comebacks.
Being a smooth, just not a flashy player, just getting his buckets, right?
Yeah.
If he comes out and he plays like he did against the first game against Oklahoma, which he should because this game is a big game. This isn't usually in the first half of games, Cade Cunningham comes out and is like, I'll get some assists, I'll get some rebounds, and then get my points.
Nice.
If he comes out and he plays in the second half, he comes out and is like,
all right, it's showtime. Let's turn on the, let's flip it into high gear and let's score, right? Mm-hmm. If he comes out like that and plays against Illinois like that the entire game, it's going to be hard for Io and those two big men to stop Cade Cunningham. And I think Cade Cunningham, if he's smart and he wants to win a national title, he'll come out and he'll play like he should and score. He's going to be like, all right, this is my show. I don't care about you guys, which I think he should do, because usually he's like, ah, I'll let everyone have a bite in this piece of cake. But now he's like, no, I'm taking all the cake to myself. It's my birthday. I get all the cake. Oh. He's going to drop 50 points.
Okay, he's not going to drop 50. That's all insane.
All right, we're going to move on.
No, we're not going to move on. We're not going to move on.
You're picking because Illinois.
Illinois, I mean, like I said, Illinois has a great all-around team.
Yeah.
A much, much better all-around team. Oklahoma State, I mean, I know you said that if they all pitch in and play good defense that they can, but I don't know that they can play that good of defense against this Iowa team. Or not Iowa. Illinois team.
Illinois, there you go.
Sorry.
We got my next one. I have Morehead State against Houston. I'm taking Morehead State.
I got West Virginia Clemson, and I'm taking West Virginia.
I have West Virginia Houston, and I'm taking Houston.
We all have different ones on that one.
All right.
Mine's more likely to happen.
I think if you lose to us, then you do not get to advance. And West Virginia did that, so.
All right. Elite
Eight. Elite Eight time, baby.
Gonzaga, yes, Iowa. I'm taking Gonzaga.
I got Gonzaga, Kansas right now, and right now I have Gonzaga winning this, but hear me out here.
I'm hearing you out.
Gonzaga did beat Kansas by 15 early on in the season, but right. This is a whole new Kansas team. This Kansas team is not the same as they were at the start of the year. This Kansas team is one of the best teams in the nation right now.
Okay.
Top 10, easily top 10 team in the nation right now.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And so, I think if they can come out and play defense like they have been the second half of the season,
mm-hmm.
and they come out and they can clamp up Jalen Suggs and Corey Kispert, and I forgot the other dude's name. But I'm saying Gonzaga's winning this right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if Kansas wins it.
Okay, I got Gonzaga, Iowa, and I'm taking Gonzaga. It's going to be a good game. Should be. It's a 1-2. I'm still taking Gonzaga.
My next one, I have Michigan, Alabama. I'm taking Michigan just because.
I got Michigan, Brigham Young, and I'm taking Michigan.
I have the same thing, but once again, this is a game that could go either way for me.
Yep.
BYU has been playing super well, but I think Michigan's going to pull it off in the end.
My next one, I have Baylor and Colgate.
Of course, Colgate in the Elite Eight. Mm. Makes perfect sense.
Man.
Are you really debating a one?
Please just pick Baylor.
I'm going to pick Baylor.
Okay, I got Baylor, Ohio State. I feel like State.
Colgate's going to get super cocky, oh my and then they're going to
slide because off. Because they're toothpaste? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Baylor, Ohio State, right? You got Baylor. Yeah. I got Ohio State winning that.
I got Baylor.
You got Baylor?
I do.
I got Ohio State just because, I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, it's going to be a close game no matter what, and I think that the way Ohio State has been playing, they did lose to Illinois. They only lost to Illinois in overtime in the Big 12, or not Big 10, Big 10 tournament game.
They lost to them twice.
Yeah, but they lost
in... Oh, you're saying most recently.
In overtime.
Right.
So I think that it's going to be close, but I got Ohio State winning it.
Okay. I agree that it's going to be close, but I got Baylor.
My next one, I have Oklahoma State versus Morehead State. Obviously, OSU. I'm sorry, Morehead State. But okay. Oklahoma State's my G.
Oh, you got Oklahoma State.
I got Oklahoma State, West Virginia, and this one's pretty self-explanatory. Oklahoma State's 2-1 against West Virginia, and they're two wins in a row, right? And so if Oklahoma State comes out and beats Illinois, they're obviously going to be like, oh, yeah, we beat Illinois. We're on this hot roll. I love hot rolls. Anyway,
oh my gosh.
And they're going to beat West Virginia for a third
always
time.
Hungry. I got Illinois-Houston. Illinois is a great team, and, you know, you seem to overlook that in the Oklahoma State game, but I got Illinois beating Houston.
Dope.
End of story.
Do you have all one seeds in your final?
Yeah.
Of course you do. You're that type of person.
If they win, they win. If they win, they
seeds.
Win.
All right. Remember the last time there was all one seeds in a Final Four.
Hey, if they win, they win.
If they lose, they lose.
I'm on the edge of taking Baylor out and putting Ohio State in there.
Baylor's definitely the worst one seed.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I'm just gonna have to think about that. But the others, I'm solid on.
All right, Final Four, baby.
I got Gonzaga, Michigan. I'm taking Gonzaga.
I got Gonzaga as well. This one's gonna be a tough game, but Gonzaga just has a way better team than Michigan does.
Yeah,
and Michigan did lose to Ohio State recently, so I got Gonzaga winning this one.
I got the same, and I pick Gonzaga. All
right, my next one, I have Baylor and OSU. I'm taking OSU.
I got OSU versus OSU, and the better OSU is going to win it.
That's right.
Ohio State.
No.
Yeah, I know.
The real OSU is going to win it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have Baylor, Illinois, and I think this one's really obvious. I'm going to pick Illinois.
Yeah. All right. Championship game. Who you got, Bruce?
OSU, bro.
Who are the teams?
Who are they playing?
Gonzaga. Everyone is playing Gonzaga.
Bro. I got Gonzaga, Oklahoma State.
Oh, and I just my don't final think score?
That Cade Cunningham is going to be enough to beat Gonzaga. And I got Gonzaga winning 83-77.
I have... Ooh, what about you, Ash? I'm going to give you
something. I have Gonzaga, Illinois, and I'm picking Gonzaga to win 85-80.
All right.
I'm going, my final score is going to be 80-76.
Good. All right. Well, that's our take on March Madness. Starts tomorrow. It's going to be great.
Yep.
Go Pokes.
Yep.
Go
Pokes. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. If you haven't followed our Instagram yet, please do. It is ABB_sports_podcast. If you haven't followed us, please check it out and give us a follow and listen to our other episodes.
Link in bio.
Yes. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it.